Whenever we face a crisis, the first thing that gets affected is our mental health. Ironically, it is also the first thing that will help us endure and survive the same crisis. Therefore, we need self-soothe more than ever, especially during such critical times. Anxiety and stress can affect our immune system, so we are going to be less productive and effective, either for ourselves or for our surroundings and community. As an example, during the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of things have been uncovered, and we all have faced our insecurities in a way or another. Regardless of our educational level or how educated we are, our geographical place where we belong, where we come from, our sociocultural background, our economic status, and so on and so forth, all these things couldn't prevent us from getting affected. In this podcast, I will be sharing some of my reflections and comments on how the recent crisis affected the mental health of the people in my country, trying to shed light on the case of the youth, mental health and well-being during the crisis, and also I will be sharing some of the solutions and recommendations that may help overcome the situation. For many of us, this is the first time to face and witness such a pandemic, our first global experience. I see that the virus influenced our mental, spiritual, educational, economic, and our well-being. Yet, the impact on the mentioned things varies from one place to another, varies on from one individual to another, because the influence it is with degrees for those who live in cities. It's unlike those who live in small cities and from those who live in rural areas. Surely, for instance, European countries, the way they faced and dealt with the situation is unlike other continents, like African countries, like Asian countries, and so on and so forth. To start with, and based on a recent survey I've done during the days of COVID-19 on late May 2020, concerning the impact of this pandemic on the youth, results say that the lockdown was a needed time for those youth in order to revise, to re-examine, to reconsider their life, and also to take like a break from our routine, from the way of our life that we used to live. Mostly they were dealing with the idea of, I'm taking a break from school, from university life, from my duties of school, from my homeworks. All these were at the beginning of the lockdown. And after 3 to 2 months, they start falling into routine, into depression. And we have seen that number of domestic violence, domestic crimes were rising, because people, they start facing their insecurities. I can't control myself. I can't control my anger. I can't control my fear, my worries concerning the situation. When this is going to be end? When the cure is going to be published? And when the real results are going to be published and shared on media? Because policymakers and decision makers were hiding part of the truth according to social media people and according to the nation, because they believe that the authority is hiding the truth for a reason or another. So as youth and as Africans, it was a time and it was an opportunity to start again believing in ourselves and believing that we have capacities, and we start to reflect on what we have and believe that the future is us, the future is Africa. It's the start, it's time to start outlining for tomorrow. We have to be thankful for the COVID, because without it, we wouldn't start thinking of the brilliant brains that we have here in Africa or from the diaspora. It is, yes, we had a break, but we have to invest during this break for the sake of humanity and for the sake of Africa. Therefore, as African youth, we should throw away those stereotypes and ideas that says, okay, we wait, we are not able enough, we are not credible enough to provide the cure or provide solutions. No, we are able and we can do that. Solutions are not going to come on a golden dish for us and we wait for outsiders to give them for us. It is time to outline the solutions from our communities. We have to take into consideration what we have based on our needs, based on the skills and the capacities of the youth we have. We are going to work and to provide, and what we provide is going to be sustainable because it comes from us, and from our perceptions, and healing, growth, and inner peace are our own to create. However, I am not here denying that we are not going to collaborate or exchange ideas with others. No, we have to do that. But we have to believe that we are equal and we can do and we can add things to humanity, and we are able to make Africa great again. Therefore, I always believe that modern problems require modern solutions. We have to reconsider and to develop our indigenous healing system. We have to think about healing through storytellings, because such a crisis comes to redirect and help us to correct what we are doing, so that we can continue in a well-designed path. We have also to take care of the e-learning system, all what have relation with the IT. We have to take care a lot of IT field. So to end with, I believe that one's story can be someone else's survivor. Therefore, it is good to share our stories, to share the difficulties that we faced, and also to share what we have done and how we dealt in order to overcome, so that we can help, these stories can help us, and also can incite and enlighten us for further works. Thank you.